faith.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We're talking taxes. Also talking slavery, because the two are the same thing. In fact, people in America today, as evidenced by our last caller, and we're going to jump right back into the calls here in moments, but as evidenced by our last caller, have been completely defeated into believing that the system itself is inherently a decent system. It's just gone too far. So we need to keep paying our taxes as long as we possibly can as we continue to try our darndest to reform the system, to change the system of theft and thievery into a much nicer form of theft, a flat theft. A flat tax instead of this complex IRS code. And darn it, we're going to change the system one of these days, and in the meantime, I'm just going to keep paying these armed brigands.
Now,
that's the attitude.
That's the attitude, and it's the attitude that I have. I think that we should work within the system to try to downsize it, shrink it, and get it smaller.
Typical victimhood mentality.
Okay, fine. But I would say that there's this. The 13th Amendment says neither slavery nor voluntary and involuntary servitude, except for punishment for a crime, where a party is duly convicted, just as the caller talked about due process and all that stuff. But no place shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So there's no slavery or involuntary servitude in the United States.
But there is.
Now, take a look. Listen to this. My wife has to fill out she's doing TurboTax as we speak right now.
I'm sure many people are.
I'll bet she has spent 20 hours on that. We have a lot of different stuff, a lot of receipts, and they have to be put in order and all that.
Right.
It may be 30 hours. I don't know, but I'll bet she's put 20 in at this point. I'd be willing to bet anything on that. I'll bet my car that she's put 20 hours
I
in so
it.
Far. On TurboTax. Now, she's put in, a half a week's work.
Yeah?
A half a week's work that she's not going to get paid for, that she doesn't want to do, that I don't want to do. Now, that if that isn't slavery, that has to be done.
And if you aren't done, you'd be thrown in a jail cell or killed.
Right, if we don't do it and fill out our taxes or whatever, we're in big trouble. You're going to be thrown in a jail cell. Now, if that isn't slavery or involuntary servitude, I don't know what is.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Hank in South Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Hank.
Yes, hi. The founding fathers equated slavery with taxation.
Indeed, sir.
They said anybody that did not pay taxes without giving their express consent were slaves. And, for example, a slave like in the South or an Indian slave, they would be considered to have paid 100% tax rate. And the founding fathers said if you pay only 10%, you're 10% enslaved and 90% free.
I agree completely.
Now,
are you a slave? There
are people that claim that we're certainly paying 50% of our, most people are paying 50% of their wages into taxes at this point. And I don't mean just federal taxes. I mean local properties, sales taxes, state
value-added taxes.
Well, the founding fathers had a revolution over a 1% tax on tea, I think it was. So
I've heard different numbers, but let's say it's a 3% tax on tea. Big deal!
Now we're getting taxed to insane
levels.
Threw
all that crap in the. They threw all that crap into the bay there in Boston.
So it sounds like you're sort of with us on this, or at least with me a little bit on this, Hank. Are you? How much are you a slave these days?
Well, probably somewhere around 40-50%, because if you consider the top tax bracket is 39.5%, or really 44.5%. That's federal. And then you throw in your state taxes, your local taxes, your value-added taxes, your gasoline taxes, and a middle-class person or a wealthy person could easily be paying about 60% of their income in taxes.
They really can. I've heard numbers as high as 75%, but it starts getting crazy high at that point. I mean, people don't even believe you when you say, it could be 75%, 80% in taxes.
It's impossible to calculate.
When you think about all the regulations that go on businesses and all the taxes that all businesses pay, and then businesses, they have to make a profit, otherwise they don't exist, so they have to pass all those taxes on to the end consumer. If you buy things, you have to pay all the taxes that the truck driver had that transported, say it's vegetables. You pay all the farmer's taxes, you pay all the truck driver's taxes, you pay all the distributor's taxes, you pay all the grocery store's taxes.
That's right.
That went into that vegetable. So it could very well be as high as 75% or 80% that we're paying in taxes.
Well, Murray Rothbard believed that the correct tax rate is zero. He believed in no government. In fact, I disagree with that last caller that said society, human societies have always had governments. Murray Rothbard pointed out that the Boers in South Africa had no government, that the Quakers had no government, that after the founding of the Constitution, the Federalists got in power and Alexander Hamilton believed in a strong central government, mm-hmm. and a lot of people from the East crossed the Appalachian Mountains to get away from Washington, or get away from the central government and not have any government at all, that lived on the frontier.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that. And it's just insanity for people to believe that they need to have this armed, violent gang of thugs around in order for society to be okay. And it's just nutso. So, Hank, you're still paying the taxes. What's it going to take to stop? I mean, what's it going to take for you to come to the conclusion that you've had enough, you're tired of funding this absurd, insane federal government?
Well, I think Murray Rothbard, or actually some of the libertarians like yourselves, probably have the right idea. The solution is to stop paying taxes to Washington, give a lot of powers back to the states, and probably to stop voting for president and decentralize everything and have a government like they have in Switzerland, where even the federal government has to stand in line in tax court. They don't get preferential treatment. They get no better treatment than a private individual going to tax court.
You're a man after my own heart, Hank. How do you feel about just getting rid of the federal government entirely? I mean, really, is there any use to it whatsoever?
I think we'd be better off without a federal government. I always like to use the example of the interstate highways. When Eisenhower built the interstate highways, it was General Motors and Ford that wanted the taxpayer to fund an interstate highway system so they could sell more cars and the oil companies could sell more gas. And instead of building the most efficient interstate highway system, Eisenhower built a system so it'd be easy for the federal government to move nukes around so Russia couldn't target us. So if we get give the states the rights to decide what to do with their portion of the interstate highway system, I think a lot of them will sell off the unprofitable ones to private business and really straighten the mess out.
Awesome. Hank, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Kenneth in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Kenneth.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I heard you mention earlier the word voluntary.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's a key word.
What do you mean?
And the reason that's a key word, if the 16th Amendment were to be a direct tax, then it would be in violation of the United States Constitution. Because direct taxes have to be apportioned.
Well, an amendment is an amendment to the Constitution, so it is the Constitution.
No, it didn't change the Constitution. If they would have changed the Constitution, they would have done as they did with the Prohibition Amendment for alcohol, where they took it out, and they put it back in, and they didn't take it out. They didn't take out any of the Article 1 statements about taxation.
Well, you know, even if they had done that, would that really change anything about the nature of taxes? It's still theft.
Absolutely. It would be unconstitutional.
Sure, and people have certainly made the argument that, you know, the 16th Amendment wasn't ratified correctly and, you know, all those sorts of
things. Well, that has really nothing to do with it. The fact of the matter is the income tax is an excise tax based upon privilege.
What's that mean?
And the privilege that they're referring to is a common law term.
Okay.
And the law that they use, when you go into their courts, and if the judge should tell you that the United States Constitution doesn't apply in this court,
as they have done in many cases,
he's absolutely correct, because what he's saying to you is you are not dealing with anything other than a private service contract.
Yeah, a group of thugs that just takes money from people. That's what they are.
Well,
thank you for the call, Kenneth. Appreciate it.
The group of thugs that are taking money from people is the Federal Reserve Corporation.
And yes, that's a whole other issue. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I just can't handle the dramatics. more people on the line. We're getting to your calls. Patience. We will get to you. I know you've got a lot to say about taxes or theft. whatever you want to call it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. That does include, by the way, the Free Talk Live studio cam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and take a look here into these Free Talk Live studios.
That's
once again, cam.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Joe, listening on WFTL in Florida. Hello, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
How are you?
Hey, doing great, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I was listening to you before, and one of your callers, and you had mentioned about what we are, and you had mentioned that we are a republic. I am a little confused, and perhaps maybe you can help me out.
Sure.
I'm trying to be a wise guy anyway. But what is the difference between a republic and a democracy? Because to my understanding, a republic was a numerous countries or numerous states, like the Soviet Union at one time was a republic, and we were supposed to be on the same basis instead of each state had its own, strength. Today, I don't see that. So are we still a republic, or did we change somewhere in the amendments that we have democracy right now?
Well, we're a republic. The federal government is a republic, and some...
Theoretically. Things have definitely been shifting and changing.
Absolutely, things have been changing. We've been turning our republic into something socialist, but that doesn't change anything. The difference between a democracy and a republic is, suppose we want to paint the White House a different color. If it was a democracy, everybody in the United States would vote as to what color they wanted to paint. You know, they had the choice between chartreuse and mauve. Some people would say chartreuse, some people would say mauve, and whatever the winner, whoever had the majority would win. In a republic, we would elect people who would go to Washington, 535 of them, and then they would come up with a system for painting the White House mauve or chartreuse or whatever color they were going to do it. So we democratically elect representatives who then, and that's what makes us a republic.
Well, we don't necessarily do all that. There are plenty of people that don't participate at all, but that theoretically,
that's the idea.
That's accurate.
Yeah, but is now really where taxation really began, because to support the federal government? Because prior to 1865, that's the way it was.
I'm sorry, where did taxation begin prior to 1865?
I believe prior to 1865 there wasn't any taxation.
Probably not.
Well,
after the Civil War.
The federal government got most of its money from the states.
From the South.
What's that?
From the South.
Before
1865, most of the monies was where each state individually was, participating in funding it, the states themselves.
Correct.
Funding the federal government. Somewhere along the line, the power of the states is gone. There's nothing left here to say. Really,
and the Civil War. And I would say the Civil War is a huge factor there, because the South said, screw this, we're tired of being overtaxed.
Right.
We want to get out of this union, and Abraham Lincoln said, hell no, you're not, I'm going to kill you. And that's exactly what he did. And then he increased the power of the federal government as a result of that. And things have just gotten progressively worse since then.
That's right, exactly. Because a lot of people have the impression that the Civil War was fought over slavery. But you're right. This is where it originally started, but slavery was also a part of it a couple years later. That's the way it was. But
they hail Lincoln.
Lincoln didn't emancipate the slaves until 2 years after the Civil War began.
Exactly.
And he didn't care about the slaves either.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think that he was an abolitionist all the way through, but that didn't change.
Lincoln was a scumbag.
Lincoln believed in slavery. The reason why he offered the slave a chance to gain his freedom was because at that time the Northerners were losing the war, and they were running short of men. So you offered the black soldiers, the black people, the slaves. He offered them the opportunity to be free by joining the Union Army, and that's
there
what really
go.
turned the Civil War around. But today, again, we talk about the federal government and its input into the clause of the state education system. We learn on a different manner what caused the Civil War. It's a shame. Here we are, our own history with 600,000 men. Lost their lives, and everybody thinks it was because of slavery.
Right, and that's what happens when you put the government in charge of education. The government revises history to promote the government. Joe, great call. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. Have a good day, buddy.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. It's truly tragic. The Civil War was all about so-called states' rights. It was about the ability in that the concept was states joined the Union, therefore they, silly them, they thought they could leave when they wanted to. And Abraham Lincoln basically said, no, and then enforced it at the point of a gun.
Well, that's how people get when things go on for a period of time. People decide that that's the way they should be, and they should be static and unchanging, and they get very, they're upset when you try to take away their toys.
And, power in this case is the toy. Let's continue with the calls and go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in... Gene's gone. Let's try Tomb in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Tomb.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, it's actually interesting. I've got study guides for my kids' standardized tests, and I was going to read one on taxes, but since you were just talking about our form of government, this is from a sixth-grade study guide.
This is government school?
The U.S. Well, no, this is a study guide. My kids are homeschooled.
Okay.
But they take the standardized tests and, do pretty well against the public schools.
Gotcha.
But here's a sixth-grade question. The U.S. Constitution set up what kind of political system for America? Now, here are your choices. Monarchy, democracy, oligarchy, and dictatorship.
Yikes.
It didn't set up a democracy, but I understand, that's just what they've decided to start saying, that we have a democracy.
Right. Well, look at the talking heads on television. Whether they're a Republican or whether they're a Democrat, they're more likely than not to say democracy over anybody mentioning the word republic.
Now, another aspect of the republic, of our republic, is that people are given rights that are inalienable to them. That's part of the Constitution. And in a democracy...
People have rights, and the Constitution protects them from being violated.
You're correct.
Supposedly.
Now, in a democracy, you can just vote whatever you want. Like, for instance, I think that it would be better for poor people if Ian was, ritualistically killed on the city square. So let's vote on that, shall we? Mm-hmm. And then if you can get 51% of the people to say that that's true, then we deprive Ian of his life, his liberty, and his pursuit of happiness by sacrificing him on the town square.
Yay for majority rule. Tomb, what other highlights do you have for us?
Here's one. This is from the third grade. What's the most important responsibility of an American citizen? And here are your choices.
Oh,
A,
gosh.
To get educated. B, to support your family. C, to obey the laws. Or D, none of the above.
What's the purported correct answer?
To obey the laws.
Yeah.
That's your most important duty.
That's
even more so than your family.
It's an impossible duty. It's impossible. First of all, a duty is a terrible word because it suggests that there's an obligation that that is created on people.
Right, and there's really no obligation created inside the Constitution.
Well, there's no obligation created in the Constitution, and there's no obligation created by a bunch of men sitting around in Washington passing laws, writing stuff down on pieces of paper. And how on earth could I be obligated? I mean, even if I'd agreed for some reason to follow their silly little rules. And, Tomb, if you've got more highlights, I'm interested in them, so hang on. 800-259-9231. Even if you could be obligated, it would be a task that would be absolutely impossible to complete. You couldn't even read the tax laws if you wanted to.
Not in your whole lifetime.
Let alone all of the other laws that are out there, federal, state, and local. It's impossible to obey the laws. It's possible to be a good person and not harm others, but obeying laws? Get real.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean plant. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals.
Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We've been talking taxes. You can talk about taxes if you want, or slavery, as I like to call it. Or you can talk about whatever's on your mind. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams await you. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version for your listening convenience and pleasure. Completely free at freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special FSP tour buses or on your own and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Porkfest.com.
Let's go back to the phones here. Back to Toom in New Hampshire. He's got one of the standardized tests. Now, Toom, you homeschool your kids, but unfortunately there's some irritating government regulation out there that is requiring you to give them the government standardized tests. And so you've got the study guide for said tests, and you've actually been sharing some pretty disturbing answers to some of the questions that are on the test to show basically how completely misinformed government school children are today.
Yeah, I mean, the indoctrination is just kind of scary. In actually working through these with our kids, we had to say, well, try and figure out what answer they want at least,
right,
even if you know they're wrong. Yep. Which is a weird position to be in as a parent and educator.
How does this, before we get back to more examples, how does it work as someone who homeschools their kids but yet has to go through all, you know, jump through these governmental hoops? How does it work if if your kid basically doesn't want to take these tests? What do they do to punish you?
The big fear that I think most homeschoolers have is that the family services, the DHFS folks in the various states, would then start, you know, bothering you, getting into your house, and there've just been folks that have lost their kids for a night because the cops came in with a warrant and family services and taken them away.
Wow. So if your kids were to write a letter back and say, we don't want to take your test because your answers are wrong, then you could be investigated by the Department of Children and Families or whatever they're called?
I mean, maybe. There are a lot of homeschoolers who don't comply with the laws.
Mm-hmm.
For us, I mean, we, you know, use the test because later on they're going to be taking ACTs and SATs and things, and so I think it's useful to have test-taking skills, and, you know, our kids are, you know, find them pretty easy, so it's fine for them.
So did you have more examples or something else you wanted to share?
I have one more that I thought you guys might find interesting. I think most of these you'd probably object to like we did, but I think it's important for you to know the answer to this one. Why do cities have laws? And your choices are A, to collect taxes from people, B, to make the police more powerful, C, to help people live together, or D, to give people jobs.
There's no all of the above?
Yeah.
They wanted the answer to help people live together.
Yes, I imagine they did.
Absolutely.
How else could we live together if cities didn't have laws?
Very good.
Well, we can't release balloons now. Yeah.
Tim, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. Let's go to Tom, calling from the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about a protest that's going on next Saturday, and it's quite an amazing protest.
Okay,
it's actually a quasi-libertarian protest going on in London.
What is it?
Basically, have you guys heard of the Serious Organized Crime and Police Act, 2005?
Serious Organized? No, I've not.
Well, what our government does is every few years they come out with a new bill with a very scary-sounding name, like the Serious Organized Crime Act or the Criminal Justice Bill or something like that.
Sure.
And it's basically just a big law, and they bundle it filled with you know, lots of illiberal, crazy, anti-liberty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, if you object to this, then you're supporting terrorism and you're supporting criminality and all this stuff. And one of the measures in the Serious Organized Crime and Police Act was that they put a ban on unauthorized protests in a fairly large area in the center of London, which covers most of the major government buildings and other sort of administrative buildings.
So they don't want any of you pesky protester types showing up outside of their offices anymore, is basically what it is.
Yeah, it covers the Houses of Parliament, the Westminster Abbey, Lambeth Palace, the Department of Health, Education, the...
And on and on.
All the government offices. And so a left-wing comedian and sort of activist has organized this brilliant idea, which is he's got people to apply for individual licenses...
To protest
next Saturday.
Okay.
Because you can apply to the police, as long as you do it about a week in advance,
mm-hmm.
you can apply to the police and say, I want to have a protest in the controlled area. And so long as you give them details of where your protest is and what it's about, unless they have a serious reason why you can't, they should give you a license.
Okay.
And so since 2005, when the law came into effect, they've granted 1,300 licenses for people to have a protest. And I went on one for a few years ago about the ID card, and we got shut down because we had some people who were dressed inappropriately, and they were scaring tourists. But so what this guy, this Mark Thomas, he's the left-wing comedian and whatever, he's basically put together a one-day protest on Saturday, but everyone comes along and does, I think it's 20 10-minute individual protests about anything they like. And he has a form on his website, so you go on and you type in what each of your protests is going to be about and where in the controlled area it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then it prints out 20 letters, which you then deliver to the police, and then they give you 20 licenses for the whole day. And so far, he's managed to get 1,700 and something protests organized for next Saturday.
So they're approving all of these applications.
Yeah, they've got no reason not to approve them because none of the people are known to be violent, or there's it's not going to be a major disruption. It's just one person. Each protest is just one person.
But they've not figured out. They haven't realized that something's up.
1,300 people.
No, 1,700 protests.
1,700.
Each person's doing maybe 10 or 20 protests a day.
So 170 people basically maybe going to be there.
Yeah, and I haven't got time to actually put my, because like the closing date is tomorrow morning, and I thought about doing it, but I just had far too much work today, so I couldn't travel up there today and put my forms in.
Why is it that this is brilliant? I mean, it's just a bunch of people applying for a protest. They're following the law. What is it that's really that great about this?
Well, because they've basically thrown a bit of a spanner in the work because, you know, it's just all these individual protests, but collectively it's, you know, it could be anything. You've got people like, you know, you've got anti-war protesters or anti-capitalists, you know, just about anything under the sun. But the fact that they're all going to be there on one day is basically a protest against the idea of this protest zone, and just throwing a spanner in the works.
I see. So making it so the police have all this paperwork to push around, is that a factor?
Yeah, the police have basically had to process 1,700 licenses, and they've got a whole gang of lawyers, so that if they reject if any of the people who are going along on the Saturday, if any of their licenses get rejected, this team of lawyers will then contact the police and threaten to sue them.
So what happens if you don't have one of these licenses and you show up with a sign on this particular day? Do you think there are going to be cops on site checking people's permits, or are they just going
Probably, yes. Experience has shown that the people who've tried that generally get arrested quite quickly.
So you either have your protest papers with you, or you're going to jail.
Well, I'm going to go up there and take lots of photos. I haven't got my protest papers, and I'm not wild about going to jail, but I'm certainly going to go up there and take lots of pictures and have some fun.
So as long as you don't have signs, you're not a protester. Let us know what happens, Tom, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, Samuel in Indianapolis. We've got Bo in Arizona, and your calls as well. Ladies, you call. We put you on first. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by maybe buying some cool Free Talk Live gear. Like their brand new items, for instance, at our store at store.freetalklive.com, including the Free Marketeer T-shirt, the Free Talk Live Ladies Tee. Also, we've got, which, by the way, the Free Ladies Tee is in two colors. We've also got two hoodies. There's the zip-style hoodie and then the pullover-style hoodie. There's also the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget, which is the hottest-selling item we've ever had, and it's limited time only. It's 2 gigabytes, MP3 player, flash drive, voice recorder, and FM tuner, all in one device. That's there for you. The lighter bottle opener combo and the brand new Free Talk Live beanie, plus all of our older items, all there for you right now. Store.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show and get some cool stuff. Let's go to the phones and talk to Samuel in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Samuel.
Hey, how are you rebels doing tonight?
Great. Doing good.
What's on your mind?
Hey, The little confusion about what we are exactly as a country, it's really very simple, and it's simply found in the preamble to the Constitution. And if you read the Constitution, it's right in order, too. We are a democratic constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm.
We the people are first, because without us, the Constitution, which is our form of government, could not be ratified. Without the people, without the ratification of the Constitution, there is no United States of America. So we are a democratic constitutional republic. We were when the Constitution was ratified before the Bill of Rights. Today what we are is a social gavocracy.
Wait. Give me that again. What was it?
A social gavocracy or gavocracy.
How do you define that? Yeah, what's that mean?
Well, it's real simple. Social means state control, right? Mm-hmm. Socialism is any form of government where the state controls virtually everything. The old form of socialism in its old vernacular was state ownership. But, in fact, ownership and control are inseparable. Whoever has control has ownership.
Pretty much. I see that. Mm-hmm.
And gavocracy is the form of government we have now, which is, for instance, President Bush, his term is compassionate conservative, but he's a pure gavocrat because no matter what he believes is compassionate or conservative, his overriding factor, and you can read Fred Barnes's book a couple of years ago, brought it totally clear to me. He believes that the government is the entity to carry out or enact everything. You know what I mean?
It seems like a lot of Americans are of that opinion. That's
why I say we're if you read the Communist Manifesto, I mean, it's amazing what Marx and Engels, how they championed democracy, because they understood that the great, and, you know, I hate for most people to take this personal, but it's the absolute truth. The majority are always followers. It's always the minute few, like in our revolution. It was the minute few, like Samuel Adams.
Yeah, very small percentage.
Who had to be dragged by his teeth to finally, at the last moment, support ratification of the Constitution. And Marx and Engels knew that the majority in anything are followers. And that's who they wanted to go after, because followers do not think for themselves.
Yeah, you're right about that. In fact, the history of socialism has been democracy preceding, democracy is an important factor in having a truly socialist government.
Right. Once people find out that they can vote for themselves, money and benefits, you're right along the path at that point. You mean I can have all these great things and not have to pay for them? Well, that's because people at the top of the financial ladder are paying for them.
Well, you know what a perfect example of our times today are? If you remember a year or two ago, for about two or three years previous, George Bush and Condoleezza Rice was going over to the Middle East is like every weekend, mm-hmm. because what they were trying to do was wedge in, and they called it, they used the word democracy hundreds of times.
Yep,
we want to promote democracy in Egypt. Well, Mubarak finally relented, even to the extent that the Muslim Brotherhood, which was an outlawed political organization by Mubarak, he allowed them participate to, you know, sate America, Bush and Condoleezza Rice's pressure. They ended up winning 20% of the voting bloc over there, and it was amazing. As soon as that happened, we didn't hear anything about democracy from Bush or Rice. And the same thing happened with Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Palestine.
Now, you kind of lost me. What is the deep, dark secret
democracy.
Of all this?
Democracy.
Yes, democracy bad. We got that.
Yeah, but that's what... See, democracy, we here in America, we hear this word democracy. George Bush utters it in every speech tens of times.
Yep.
And what he doesn't even realize is it's not democracy that he's talking about. It's liberty that he's imagining.
Right. Well, he's alluding to liberty by saying democracy.
Right.
But I think he means democracy.
Yeah, I don't think he's as stupid as many people think that he is. I think he absolutely means democracy, and he intends on imposing democracy on people at the point of a gun. And thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Democracy is just a horrible idea. It's majority rule. It's might makes right. It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, and it bears repeating it again and again and again. If you've got two wolves and one sheep, and they're voting on what's for dinner, what's going to be for dinner? It's going to be fair, it's going to be legal, it's going to be just, and it's going to be right. And it's going to be you who's sitting on the dinner table.
You know, I love, back in hour number one, we had a gentleman on the line, and you managed to hammer him down with your questions, and you got him to admit that taxation is nothing more than legal theft.
Well, that's because he and I speak the same language.
But isn't it amazing? I mean, it's amazing to me that Americans can sit there and say, oh, yeah, it's theft, but it's legal theft, so it's all right. As long as a bunch of lawyers sat down and wrote some stuff down on a piece of paper, it's okay for lawyers to take my money from me, but everybody else, then it's bad.
Well,
it's really a sad situation. Let's go to Bo in, Bo in Arizona on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bo.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to
comment on your statement about how... you made me forget.
The laws. Something about laws.
Laws, yes. You say it's impossible to learn all the laws.
It is.
But then, don't you think it... I agree with that, but don't you think it's contradictory to then turn around and say that a customer, in reference to buying a product, is responsible for all the knowledge required to make an informed decision?
Customers aren't responsible for that. Customers can just go out and do what they want to.
Right, but don't you think it's contradictory with the fact that you think that ignorance is an excuse for laws?
Okay, I'm trying to deconstruct what your question is. You're saying that because there are so many laws, it's impossible to learn about all these things, that's somehow contradictory to someone going in and buying a product off a shelf and not knowing anything about it?
Right, because it's equally impossible to learn, be equally informed about making a purchase.
Well, that's okay. You're right. I can't possibly know. If I walk into Walmart, I can't possibly know of the histories and how the products are made and, you know, all the ingredients and whatever the heck is in those products and the process that they all took to get to the store. I can't possibly know all that, but that's all right because my choices in regards to those products aren't going to result in men with guns coming to throw me in jail cells.
And, you know, when the government makes a mistake, it's damn hard to bring them to account. But if you go to Walmart and you buy a space heater that when you take it to your house suddenly detonates and engulfs your house in flame and kills your dog and your kids, then you darn sure can do something about it. Now, if the government does a no-knock raid in your house in the middle of the night thinking you're a drug dealer and shoots your dog and your kid, you're not going to have nearly the repercussion. The repercussions for the government aren't going to be nearly as much.
Thanks for the call, Bo. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Oh, by the way, if you buy a space heater from Walmart, it's not going to explode into flames because the space heaters that are sold at Walmart are UL certified, and UL is Underwriters Laboratories, a private organization that tests items for safety, so you and I don't have to worry about it.
And Walmart does, too.
That's right. Hour 3's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. If you want one that'll blow up, buy it from the government. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.